WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
Radio Rubber Room, broadcasting live on WHAN 1430 AM and 102.9 FM. Oh, and don't forget, it can be heard as a podcast on iTunes or www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Don't be afraid to use that chat box, too, on the Radio Rubber Room Podbean. You know, give us some feedback.
Guest seems to be pretty active, though. He hasn't been around for quite some time.
Yeah, guest, yeah. He was blowing it up for a while, and...
Our biggest fan is Guest.
Guest,
if you are listening, feel free to communicate with us in the chat box.
Yeah. Well, we had a pretty fun day. We had a little. The Richmond Times-Dispatch put out a little article about the show,
and that was a blast.
I had a great time reading. It was a really fun article for me to read. Mainly because of all the bands it mentioned. But a big thanks to Chris Bopes for. Putting that out there. We enjoyed it. We've got a great show for you tonight as well. We've got the Mystery Ship in the building.
Hello.
And they are excited to be here.
Absolutely thrilled.
So
enthralled.
So what is the mystery behind this ship?
We don't know.
You don't know?
No, that's because it's a mystery. Yeah.
That's the mystery. Okay, yeah. I get it. Yeah.
You guys named from the Blues Image song?
Yeah, because we hate it. That's the truth, man.
I like that you named your band after something you hate.
Yeah, that was the whole idea, pretty much.
Good call.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know.
Not the mystery.
Yeah, you just solved it, man.
Solved the puzzle.
There's no more mystery.
All right, let's go around and do some introductions. For the listeners at home, we are going right to left. Sir, who are you?
My name is Matt. I play guitar.
I'm Jerry. I'm the lead singer and also guitar player.
Uh-huh.
I'm Mike. I play bass.
I'm Moody, I play the drums.
I'm Lewis, I play rhythm guitar.
Well, cool. And vocals, and you do some singing too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do some singing too.
Now, have you guys ever thought of picking up a fourth guitar player?
All the time.
Really?
We're actually in search for one.
I've thought about quitting the bass just to play guitar.
Yeah. No bass necessary, you know? Yeah.
Are you taking auditions for it or anything? Or?
Yeah, but the only thing is we're looking for someone with like one arm, or like something really crazy going on, because we have no gimmicks, you know? So, like,
okay,
we need a gimmick.
A one-arm guitar player.
But I don't want to wear a mask, like, you know, like, it's been done.
It has been done. Yeah. Well, maybe you could do it different.
That's true, but, you know, let's just do something completely different, you know, cause it's never been done before.
Yeah. My mind is blown.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you want to be the same.
Nah. What? Well, it is comforting to be the same.
At least it's the way people have done it for millions of years.
Yeah, all that science and evolution, that's all wrong. It's all wrong. That's just my opinion, though.
So what's right? I'm curious now.
I do not know.
Mm. It's what isn't wrong.
That's mysterious.
It's the lesser of two evils.
Mystery right there.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of wearing masks of, like, each other... In the whole band, just switch, make
faces?
Masks of each other, and just switch.
Yeah, that would get uber confusing too, like that Nicolas Cage movie.
Because that would make people
judgeable.
Face off, it's always who's Nicolas, you know, who's the good guy, and who's, I don't know, it confuses me. Like, it just confuses me.
What if we just switched instruments instead of faces?
Yeah, but that's been done too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we'll switch.
You guys are really helping us right now. Like, we would pay a therapist for this. Like, that's awesome. Like, thank you.
That's what we're here for.
Let it all out.
That's why we asked you to lay on those couches.
Like, yeah. How does that make me feel?
Yeah. So let's go back to the fifth grade.
Okay.
How did you feel?
Confused.
Kickball was awesome.
Yeah. Angry. I don't know. I can't remember fifth grade. It's all blur.
That was every,
you know what
that
I
was
mean?
Every grade, though.
Yeah.
Confused and angry.
Fantastic.
I'm still angry. I'm less confused. Well, I'm more confused on certain days when I'm drinking. And
those are the days of Pokemon, so, yeah. You know.
We have Pokemon,
you're
right?
Busy. Busy people.
Yeah. So tell everybody where they can find out some stuff about Mystery Ship.
Well, we have a Bandcamp. For those of you who don't know the website Bandcamp, it would be themysteryship.bandcamp.com. We have a page on Facebook as well, and we're in the process of trying to make a website, but it's just so hard to get people to, you know, build you a website. If I had a degree,
especially
in web
for free,
design.
Man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the real kicker. Like,
have you ever thought of like a website for dummies book or anything?
Oh man, they make those?
Yeah, I think so. Something they you gotta be able to find something.
They make dummies for everything, don't they?
Do they make reading for dummies?
Some of us have a little trouble with that.
I don't know.
I'm still having trouble with my idiot's guide to idiot's guide.
I don't know. We can look into it. Somebody Google that. Google that, Sean.
What am I Googling?
Exactly.
How to Google.
Another mystery.
Yeah. Well, cool, guys. So you got the Bandcamp, you got the Facebook.
Yes, sir.
You do the Twitter thing.
Oh, yeah, we do the Twitter thing. He handles the Twitter thing. I'm just too cool to be on Twitter, you know?
Yeah.
Why? What's so uncool about Twitter?
Well, Twitter got so cool that now it's uncool to me. Like, ooh. You know, I'm always trying to stay at the head of the curve and just be like, you know.
What do you guys
think?
Have you ever been called a hipster?
No.
Once.
No.
And then that man you will never find.
Bottom of the Bering Sea.
No hipsters in this
band. So I Googled y'all's band, and I got all kinds of crazy stuff, man. Not even y'all's band at all.
Yeah, like airplanes and stuff?
Airplane.
Yeah.
The Travel Air Type R.
What is that?
It's a racing airplane.
It's our mascot.
They make those?
There's also a band called Mystery Ship in Seattle.
Yeah, but they don't have the definite article in front of their band.
Yeah, you
and
see.
We've challenged them to a fight to the death. They have yet to respond.
Except, yeah.
So they don't have the.
No, they're missing the. I mean, that
very
is a crucial. You add at least.
That's
a
way
bunch
less
of
mysterious.
There's like three letters in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sean, back to the airplane racing. They actually have airplane racing?
Yeah, they actually do.
How do you have a finish line?
Haven't you ever heard of Flugtag?
No.
Well, it's like a racing stunt traveling, you know. They don't actually race planes at the same time. I believe that it's one at a time. It's like heat.
Timed.
And they time it.
Timed, not like go.
Yeah, they have to like swerve around buoys and stuff.
I feel like they could do that though. They could have a plane make one of those smoke trails and that can be the finish line.
Right. Well, there's also a silent film called The Mystery Ship that was made in 1917 that there are considered to be no copies of.
Oh, dude. So
a lost.
Yeah, you got me pumped. I was ready to see that
in background while we were playing.
We made that a long time ago.
Yeah. I might quit the band and just do airplane racing.
So there are no copies of this movie?
None.
So how do you know that there was the movie?
All you can find out is that it was a 1917 adventure film. It was directed by some guy I never heard of because he's probably dead now, but
yeah.
Probably.
It's considered to be lost. There are no actual copies in existence.
That's really cool.
We'll find it.
Yeah, that's quite the mystery right there.
We'll go to the ends of the universe.
It's 360 minutes long.
Well, guys, we are getting to about that time, so let's take a break and play a song.
This is Cardinal Compass with All I've Got.
I'll take like the Rebub. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Rebub, RVA.com. The Rebub, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Keeping track of your kids can be difficult. Child leashes are embarrassing for you and your child. When I was 3 years old, I wandered off at the airport and joined a whole new family. Well, I have a great new product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Child's App. It's super awesome. It's like an electric babysitter. Just place Child's App in the room that you keep the kid. Strap the tamper-proof wrist or ankle band on your child. And if your child tries to leave the containment zone, Child Zap administers a minor electric shock. Just enough to knock the little turd nugget off their feet. I tested it out on animals. Child Zap has an adjustable radius knob. With 100 feet of signal, you can guarantee your little unwanted surprise won't escape your yard. Has he been a real piece of shit lately? Child Zap has a 1 foot timeout setting. Don't worry, if the child attempts to deactivate Child Zap in any way, they are hit with a continuous stream of electricity. And the alarm goes off, notifying you of your child's malevolence. Got him! It's not just for kids. I even use it on Grandpa to keep him from wandering outside of the tool shed. Is your child having too much fun? Child's App has a remote that you can send a shock with just the push of a button. Customizable voltage settings. 10 volts. 100 volts. Up to 100,000 volts. Don't worry, memory loss is common. Nagging wife making you envy a lifetime in prison? Try Wife Zap. With gold necklace pendant zapper, she'll look more beautiful and obedient than ever.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Yourself, you better find yourself another.
That was Transistor Sister live here on Radio Rubber Room. That is the mystery ship. They are here with us tonight. So, guys, tell us a little bit about that tune.
Well, it came from a strange place. I was, I think it was in 2007. I was out in front of a shopping mall talking to a friend of mine who had a girlfriend who was not being too nice to him at the time.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, yeah. Especially when it's not your girl, because you got to sit there and listen to it. Anyway, he said something to me about, he used to like write songs with me. He was kind of like the dude who wrote with the Dead. What's that dude's name? Hunter, right? Bob Hunter, something like that. Anyway, he's, Robert we used, Hunter, yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, I said Bob, but, yeah, Bob, excuse. You know, we used to write songs together, and like, he would write lyrics. He was really good at it, and, it just started with the phrase, here come the colors, they're never as bright as they seem. And it just kind of like went from there, and I thought it was kind of cool to use the radio as kind of a parallel for a girl, you know, like, I just thought, honestly, if I'm being honest, I thought the phrase Transistor Sister was catchy. I was just like, hey, there you go.
Fair enough. Yeah. So when I was a kid, man, when I listened to the radio, like, when I was like young, I always thought that, you know, the bands were there playing live. Right. You know, is this your first time inside of a radio?
No, we did.
Did University of Richmond radio?
Yeah, one time. I guess
so. You've been in a radio before.
Yeah,
been
in a radio.
Cool. Yeah.
deep inside.
Okay, cool.
Very deep inside of a radio.
Yeah, really small.
She was small.
This is a nice big radio, though.
Yeah, it's, like, yeah. It's spacious. Yeah,
spacious radio.
Lots of room to move around. So,
a lot of room for activities.
So you guys do have an album out. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we do. We do.
Where can people grab a hold of it?
From us. Yeah.
Go to our shows.
If you go on Bandcamp, like the Bandcamp page we were talking about earlier, you can download the whole thing for free.
Yeah.
If you want to give us money, we will happily accept it.
Or you have to arm wrestle Booty.
I want you guys to give me money.
Yeah, that seems to be the way the music business goes nowadays.
You deserve it.
Where'd you guys record it?
At home. We did it at his house. It's just there's so many, like, guitars, and then there's, like, organs and all that stuff. And, like, if we had to pay someone else, man, we didn't have the money to do that. So we just worked as hard as we possibly could. And Lewis did a really great job, like, doing all the mixing and all that stuff. So it sounded, like, really clear, even though we weren't using the best of technology.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, cool. So you can find it on the Bandcamp, at the shows. As far as shows, what you guys got coming up? Where can they come see you?
Well, let's see. We got On the Rocks tomorrow, right?
Playing with the Crush Purple.
And the Awful Waffles.
Awful Waffles
from Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Steel Town.
No waffles are
awful. So a couple of you guys
playing
with
Crush Purple. I got
family
from up there, by the way. Go that's Pittsburgh right.
So how did you guys link up with them?
Well, we played a show with them.
Yeah, like last summer.
Like, that all started in the Current.
Back in the Current days.
Yeah, back at the Current.
The Current, I believe, is under renovation right now.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
something like that.
But yeah, we hooked up with them after they got back from a tour. It was like a welcome home kind of thing. And
yeah.
And been friends ever since.
Yeah.
They're so great people.
Great people.
Great people.
Well, so you guys are going to be playing in both bands, so a couple of you guys are going to be playing like all night.
Fortunately, we got a break. I think
Crush
Purple will be playing first, from what I'm told.
And the band from Pittsburgh going sandwiched in between. Have you guys thought about sitting in with them?
We're not even going to ask. We're just going to
take a little break.
We can be the whipped cream on the top of the waffles.
Fair enough. So, then you guys got a gig at City Dogs, I believe, coming up.
We have a gig with Schizo Sound Movement.
Our good friends, Schizo Sound Movement. They are the Funk Masters.
They played
our
Wednesdays
at
Republic last night. They killed it.
Yeah, they always kill it, man.
Yeah.
These
guys are talented, man.
Yeah. They played a cover of Crosstown Traffic that was just phenomenal.
And I love that song.
To get through to you.
Exactly.
Their Magic Carpet Ride cover is really tight.
Yeah. So you guys got a show with them at City Dogs coming up. What's going on after that?
Recording? We just started recording again.
Another album.
Yeah. We have
music.
Like 4 or 5 tunes like already written, but we're, you know, because we normally like would write before we went in and recorded. I was thinking, you know, this time let's try it a different way. Let's write while we record it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'll lay down a guitar track, and then it'll be like, all right, well, you go play that. Let's do that, you know?
No, I've got a copy.
Now you got a house, you know?
Yeah, a copy of your last CD in my hand right now. You guys just gave it to me. Who did the artwork?
That was the great Lewis Reichbauer.
For our listeners at home, yeah, it's the Mystery Ship in Sharpie. It's very, very nice. Very nice. Pick their album up just for the cover art.
Does it have a CDR logo on it?
Yeah. Now, you guys, for the next one, you guys got plans to like get it pressed up?
We intend to, but you know.
It's funny, we're kind of hodgepodge. The place I work at, we're actually waiting on a new printer.
And, okay.
As soon as we get a new disc printer, those albums will be hot off.
We're very, very frugal, so we like to do it ourselves.
We're not
spending any
money.
No. We're pirates, dude. We're a pirate ship.
You're a pirate ship. Yeah. Now we're
a space pirate ship.
We may never know the mystery behind the ship, but, you know, where did it come from? Where is it going?
Well, where it's going is constantly a changing course, yeah, but where it came from, when we were in high school, me and Matt and Moody, we played in a thrash metal band together, and we were terrible. And
Terribly awesome.
It's so true. But anyway, that's beside the point. So then that band kind of ended, and between that, I guess it was probably about a year and a half, I and Moody included, you know, and I'm sure the other guys too, we all got into psychedelic rock, you know, like, started expanding into the...
It's quite a transition, man.
Yeah,
thrash metal.
It really was. I said to Moody, I was like, you know, like, I don't want to play metal anymore. There's too many rules. I was like, let's just do some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think you guys should regress another 25 years and put out, like, a swing album.
Yeah.
It's almost like a techno record or something.
But and then we all knew each other. Like, we've all been friends for a very long time, and we were just... fortunate enough that everyone played instruments, so it was like, hey, let's just throw this together and start making some trippy tunes, man.
Well, we do got to take another break right now, play a tune, play some ads, but we're going to be back with more tunes from the Mystery Ship, and we're going to have some more conversation with these fine young gentlemen. All right now, this is the Southern Bells with Cadillac Desert.
Oh, by the way, their album release party is at the Camel on the 29th, so...
Go catch it. You can. The song will be on it.
$7 to get in, and $10 gets you a free CD,
free
album. So do it.
Won't you walk with me? I've got something on my mind. Took me a week to get here. I came straight on down the line. Son, you look as pale as light, and I can see right through your head. Here's something for it that'll just put you to bed.
Tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now! Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaco Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Searching the internet can be confusing. My own research has led me to an important discovery that the internet is 99% porn. But with my newest invention, Froogle, you can search the internet easier than ever. You don't even need a computer. Check it out. Grab your touch-tone phone and dial 1-877-FRRROOOGLE. And enter your prepaid card number. Now just let the automated voice program guide you.
Thank you for calling Froogle. Please wait while I connect you to the internet. Connection unsuccessful. Trying again. Connection successful. Please say what you are searching for.
Now just tell Froogle what you're searching for. George Washington.
Did you say Jorge Posada?
George Washington.
Did you say lemon chicken recipe?
George Washington.
Searching George Washington.
Instead of giving you potentially thousands of results, Froogle condenses all of its resulting information in just a few short sentences.
An avid vulture breeder, George Washington, sniping skills helped secure a U.S. victory in World War I. George Washington also won the Tour de France 11 times.
There you have it. Froogle. Condensing information so even I can understand it.
You depressed? Do you have trouble getting up in the morning? Do you sometimes wonder what the meaning of life is? Well, my friend, inhale the holiness that is Golden Gates. With one Bible verse on each Golden Gate, you'll be able to get the maximum amount of God's love with each and every puff. Hallelujah! Golden Gates. Walk with me on the path to salvation, brothers and sisters. Praise Him and let the essence fill you. On the seventh day, the Lord rested, and on the eighth day, God created Golden Gates. Full-flavored, bold, and robust, just like our Lord and Savior. Every Golden Gate will bring you one step closer to heaven. Hallelujah! Golden Gates, now in menthol.
Yoga, long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like, take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes.
Yeah!
I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
Extreme.
I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme.
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah. Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground.
Or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme.
Yeah. We're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah.
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly in your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's edible glue, because constipation is no picnic.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Thank you. That was Off Kilter here on Radio Rubber Room. We have the mystery ship with us tonight. So, guys, you guys do have, and I asked you this question during the break, so let's ask it for the listeners. The Mystery Ship's album, because mine just says the Mystery Ship Maxwell CDR Music.
Yeah.
Does the album have an actual title?
Yeah, Hot on the Trail.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Lewis, why didn't you write that on there for me in Sharpie?
Well, you know, it got down to the wire.
It's crunch time.
So you guys have a title in the works for the next one?
No, not really. We were tossing around Aliens, Ecstasy, and Circus Animals was one of the ideas. There's a few, you know.
We'd see how it plays out.
Yeah, because you got to pick
That's a
right
good starting
title.
Point.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time, I guess.
Heck of a party. Heck of a party.
That or Zombie Jesus, either one.
Now, do you guys have a deadline in mind? You guys are in the process of, or you're about to start, so do you have a end goal for it?
I mean, our end goal, generally, I would say, is next summer. You know, we just started it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
it took us
literally
about 6 months to record the last one. So.
And that was all pre-written, so, you know, this one's probably going to take a little more time because we're going to try a new process and just see what,
How much new material? Because that song you just played, Off Kilter, is one that's not on this album. It's going to be on the next album.
Yeah, yeah.
So how much material do you already have written
for? Let's see. Yeah, five or six, which is, you know, about half of an album or so.
You know, we'll be putting teasers out there.
Yeah.
As time goes on.
So have you been playing that one live yet?
I'm sure I
actually heard it live.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do, play it live and like see if people like it and you know,
make adjustments.
Oh, that's good enough, you know.
So what have you felt about that one so far?
Well, people have told me they really like it. Like the energy is pretty high. I like it.
I like it a lot too.
I enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks,
definitely
Dave.
Do, man.
I enjoy playing it. It's
Is it comprised mostly of material that is good enough?
Well, it's never, you know.
We strive for excellence.
Yeah, we strive for excellence. But the key word is strive there.
I mean, exactly. I would think the real thing that I like most about that song, at least, is, you know, we've been doing a lot of, you know, we're kind of known for like a down tempo, like slower kind of psychedelic feel. It's kind of us branching out and trying to get.
Makes you move
a bit
your
more
feet.
Yeah.
So, gonna have a little more, danceable stuff on this
exactly.
album.
Yeah, we tried to bring the speed up in general for the next album.
Mike bought like 3 pedals just to play that song.
Just for that song.
So
spent about $300.
Now you said you guys used to play in a thrash metal band.
Uh-huh.
Incorporate that into the, you know, the sound.
Well, it's funny when I first had the idea of like not playing metal anymore. I still him and I would write songs, me and Moody, and for all you listeners out there in Radio Land,
yes,
we would write songs and
that's okay. Just point.
Yeah, right.
this freaking guy.
Me. And we always would like randomly throw in like a, you know, like a break, like a boo doo boo doo ba doo ba doo, like at the end. But it was just like, I don't feel like doing that anymore, like personally. I mean, I'm not slighting everyone who does, because I know a lot of people in this town do it and they do it well. But I just personally, it just didn't feel genuine anymore. And that's the most important thing to me musically. Is it's got to be genuine.
So, because you started there, that thrash metal, that fast,
slow
down. Now you're starting to speed up again.
Yeah.
So do you see that is where you will be on the third album?
I don't know. We'll have to let the ship take us there.
Oh, what a mystery!
So I'm just curious, with a bass guitar, a rhythm guitar, and then two lead guitars. Does it ever? I mean, is it difficult to kind of like, you know, coordinate or build chemistry with all those guitars?
Very.
It's
a challenge, but we're up.
We fight all
we're
the
up
time.
To.
Yeah, we do. We fight all the time.
Battle Royale. So.
I'm gonna play that lick.
Whoever wins gets to do the solo.
So you're talking about vocal arguing, or you guys like fisticuffs?
Well, sometimes it doesn't even get to like it's like guitar arguing, like. Like, I'll look at Lewis and be like, and he'll be like, "Wow!" And he'll be like, "Wow!"
Settle it with a
guitar. We call it guitar-guing.
Yeah!
I love it, man.
I gotta write that down. Guitar-guing.
Oh, by the way, our next Connery album is called Guitar-guing.
We settled it here on Radio Rubber Room. There we go.
Mystery Ship presents the Guitar-gument.
That was quite a guitar-gument.
That sounds like a good name for an album right there.
That's right.
So basically, you solve your problems with guitar duels.
Exactly.
What is
like Crossroads?
Well, not all the time. Like, you know, we'd like to sit here and be like, yeah, like we're perfectly civilized human beings, but like when there's no one else there, we're really not.
So when guitar-guing, uh-huh. you're like, wait a minute, that was awesome.
Yeah, that's how you win. Like basically, like he'll be like, and then I'll just be like,
no, I mean,
and
he'll so be like, all right, you win. And that's how you write your songs. You just fight with each
other.
Every
time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was pretty good. Why didn't we record
that? So, to those of you who think you can't make something positive with negative energy, you can.
Works 60. Works 60% every time.
Nice.
Yes.
So you guys,
exactly.
You guys have a show coming up tomorrow night. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. The band that I think Crushable is playing first. Yeah. They're wickedly cool. If you, not to sound all Jersey and whatnot, but if you like,
yeah, please don't do that again.
Yeah, if you like experimental, like psychedelic stuff, like you know, some of Syd Barrett's recordings or the Olivia Tremor Control,
R.I.P.
Yeah, rest in peace, Bill Doss. But if you like that kind of stuff, that weird experimental stuff, they'll be killing it because they kill it like that all the time.
They bring the noise.
As far as the band that's playing in between the two of us, Awful Waffles, I've never heard them, but with a name like that, how terrible could they be?
They sound delicious.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It reminds me of the Blue Waffle. I don't know if you guys know.
No, let's not talk about that.
We won't talk about
you're a terrible person. So Jolly Rancher, anyone?
No, we don't want to talk about that.
We don't want to talk about that.
In my opinion, waffles can never be bad.
Same.
Unless they're blue waffles.
Without going any further, if you saw the picture of what this actually was,
let's move along.
We're Googling it.
Somebody tricked me. They lured me into it because I thought all waffles were amazing as well. Now waffles have been ruined forever.
Unless they're painted blue like the Blue Man Group, you don't have much to worry about.
If me and Dan are riding somewhere together, that's how I get them into the car. I'm like, Dan, I got waffles in the back seat. Dan, waffles in the back seat.
Yes.
Jumps right in. So this band from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Go Steelers, baby.
Oh, yeah, Dan's a huge Steelers fan.
Steel Town.
Dude, football season is right around the corner.
Dude, I'm a Rams fan, man.
Saints. So. I didn't even know they still played football.
Yeah, I know. I'm having a bad year every year.
I'm a Bills fan.
Oh, yeah.
It's not your fault.
But I'm very much looking forward to this year.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to this year.
He says that every year. I love your attitude.
I like football, but I'm a hockey guy, dude. Like hockey is
go Caps. Go Caps.
Are you?
It's the greatest live sport ever. No question.
I used to play for like 5 years. Huge hockey fan.
Really?
Well,
I never played. So I just got into it.
Are you a St. Louis fan as well? Then?
Oh no, I am a New York Rangers baby. All day, every day. And I know we fell short, but you know.
What's your team?
Sabres. I'm from Buffalo.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Righteous.
I stick with that.
I like the Sabres, man. Always have.
I like the Caps, man.
Big Richmond Renegades fan.
Yeah.
And the Robins.
They were great. So any plans to go up to Pittsburgh? You like trade some shows with this band?
If they like us, you never know, they might be come down here and be like, yeah, we don't like you. You're stingy, gross people, so. I gotta remember to brush my hair and my teeth and whatnot.
Do me a favor, repeat their name one more time.
The Awful Waffles.
I'm sure they have a great attitude.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And you know what? I mean, check it out. They get to come to Richmond, which is one of the greatest cities for like music and culture, in my opinion. And they have an opportunity to break into the city. I don't see why they wouldn't want to come back and obviously trade gigs with you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will.
Be most
that
wise.
Was my terrible attempt at a joke.
Yeah.
I apologize. Oh, those, the that's how,
that was my terrible attempt at a joke.
Yeah.
You guys should hang out. Trade jokes.
Let's leave the jokes to Sean.
Like
yeah. I'll leave the jokes to them.
Great skits. Top
punchline.
What? So any other plans to do some traveling otherwise? You got any tour plans?
Potentially.
It's been in the
get that
talks.
Mystery ship on the highway.
It's been in talks.
There's been
we're flying of everywhere.
Us, possibly getting some shows in Virginia Beach. A lot of us, me and Mike and Moody, actually went to school up in Northern Virginia, so we're thinking about going up there. Mm. Starting small and, you know, working from there.
Spreading out.
Yeah. Like we said, we're pirates, so we don't really have any money. Like, we have to spend it all on booze and women and
booty.
Yeah. I'm
sweet booty.
And repairing the warp drive. which costs a lot of money.
You shouldn't be spending your money. You just need to be looting.
That's true. Yeah, you are pirates. You loot the money, but then, like, you know, you gotta. That's half the fun is spending the money, like being a baller.
Oh,
like,
yeah, man. Casino, you gotta blow through the booty.
Yeah, exactly.
Just next time, playing fame from next time you loot something, spend it on recording your album.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever I have money, I spend it on the dollar menu at McDonald's. I get, like, all these nuggets, and the ladies are like, ooh, yeah.
I saw that commercial. That's a surefire win.
So, we were just talking about something today. We were talking a little bit about Gwar and, you know, some of the bands like Flaming Lips. And
love them.
You can bring up Silo Effect. And we were saying that these days, bands need more than just the music. They need something to add, make it more interactive, I guess, or
right.
or what's the word for it? More broad of a show, make it entertaining,
right? Like a spectacle, if
yeah.
You will.
And
Carnival.
What do you guys? You guys have any plans to, like, you know, add some flair to your shows? Because from what I've seen, you're musicians,
nope.
Right now.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with adding flair to you know something like music is you know a lot of times it comes reflected as, you know, it's gimmicky or, you know, kind of, you know, cheap, I guess, you know, and I think really more what needs to happen is people need to start pushing what music is, what the boundaries of music are, how it's been established, and, you know, I think a lot of that is coming out of Richmond right now. I think there's a lot of, you know, people that are actually pushing boundaries. You know, Crush Purple is a good example. Schizo Sound Movement's originals, I mean, all of those guys are putting forth new stuff that, you know,
mm-hmm.
is always great to see, and it's genuine. It's not a gimmick, it's not, you know, a flashy mask or a light show, you know.
More of a communal effort, yeah. as well, I think, you know.
No, I definitely agree with you. I think that it sometimes does detract from the music. It definitely makes the show fun, mm-hmm. and I think that people, you know, should come to see live music for the sake of seeing live music. You know, you don't go to the movies to read a book, you know, right. you go to the movies to watch a movie. But
I read books and
Sam.
All the time. Sam. I read the book of the movie while I'm watching the movie.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
I'm like, wait a minute, that's a little different.
Try and catch up. Yeah, how do you keep up with that, man?
I want my money back. We got to read in 2 hours, damn.
So, Derek, in your opinion, were the Harry Potter movies similar to the books?
I have never seen a Harry Potter movie or read a Harry Potter book.
Good.
So I don't know.
I've heard.
Oh, hey, we do have to get to a break. We do have to take a break. We're going to be back with more of the Mystery Ship. This is actually a live track from Radio Rubber Room. This is Downbeat Switch with Castaway, and their album will be coming out very shortly as well. So stay tuned for that.
Mama, now will not suffer. Are you dead, or has a loved one of yours died because of the use of vitamins? Vitamins may have come in contact with the food on your family's table. If you have noticed any of these symptoms, contact your medical health professional immediately. Feeling overly healthy, having regular bowel movements, great muscle to fat ratio, extended life, great skin, hair, and teeth, increased sex drive and performance, and you may or may not be entitled to a cash reward. If so, contact the law offices of Radio Rub Room at www.radiorubroom.podbean.com.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room broadcasting live from WHAN 1430 and also 102.9 FM from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia.
Best part about this show next to the live music is Sean's microphone sound.
Man, yeah, I'm actually just doing that. It's a trick that I learned over the years. That's me breathing, if you're wondering.
Your breathing sounds like static.
It's a constant sound that I always make with my breathing.
That's cool. It sounds, I think it adds character.
It's a beautiful thing.
Like most radio shows are like, we don't have static.
It's like a live song that's always playing in the background that's just okay. You know, it kind of gets on your nerves, but you just can't help but bob your head a little.
For the static?
You know, it's good stuff, I think. It's good stuff. I like all music. I'm open-minded.
That's cool. So you got some, you got some stories to talk about?
Yeah, I thought we would go over some funny newspaper headlines.
Yeah, we were in the newspaper today. Why not talk about the newspaper?
Yeah, Richmond Times-Dispatch, by the way, probably going to blow up after having our ad in there.
Yeah, I know.
So much promotion.
I really look forward to
our ad. Was that an ad or an article?
Our article.
Yeah.
Sorry, I refer to all articles as ads.
And all ads as articles.
I only look at magazines for pictures. So,
right, go ahead.
So some of these funny newspaper article headlines over the last couple of years that I just compiled a list of. You know, some of them are funnier than others, of course, and some are just maybe the editor overlooked. You know, maybe they could have just not done what they did.
So you've been working on this for years.
Well, student gets excited from dad's head job.
What? You know,
very mysterious.
That's mysterious.
Nike says Tiger Woods plays with his own balls.
That's a first.
County to pay $250,000 to advertise lack of funds.
That's awesome.
Volunteers search for old Civil War planes.
That's a mystery ship.
Those are some crucial planes right
Say
there.
Say that one more time.
Volunteers search for old Civil War planes.
Again.
Okay, so it doesn't make sense. Okay.
They're looking for old Civil War planes. Obviously, the plane wasn't invented until like 50 years later.
Obviously.
Army vehicle disappears after being painted with camouflage. Meeting on open meetings is closed. Caskets found as workers demolish mausoleum. Who had any idea? Waterford boy 8 saves sister's life and quote, I would never do it again. She's been a pain this week.
That's dark.
The Utah Poison Control Center reminds everyone not to take poison.
I used to live in Utah. That is so Utah.
And for people who can't read, it's the cross in crossbones and skull on that too.
Yes.
Just in case you can't read that, yeah.
Federal agents raid gun shop, find weapons. Shocker there. No. Local child wins gun from fundraiser. And the fundraiser said that they really appreciate everyone who supported the whole thing. Statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you know, I think that they're planned by that time. I don't know. Their lives are in order. Puerto Rican.
They're less teen-like.
Puerto Rican teen named Mistress of the Universe.
Can we do the one before that again?
Statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25.
Wouldn't it be after age 19?
you know, that's why they're kind of out of place. Like, I would think that... I don't know
double checking.
I don't know where this article came from, but I'm just kind of shocked that they're like, maybe teenagers just stop getting pregnant when they're 25. And they're in their 20s. You know, several other ones. This one's my personal favorite. Condom truck tips. Spills load.
I think that's my favorite. Too.
Mississippi's literacy program shows improvement. All right. Tips to avoid alligator attacks. Don't swim in waters inhabited by large alligators. About as obvious as you can get.
Actually, did you hear about that one that washed up in North Carolina on the beach? Yeah, like what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
It's like an 11-foot alligator washed up on the beach in North Carolina.
I've learned that alligators...
That's really weird, because gators are freshwater.
Well, I guess what the article said, that it happens to babies a lot. They'll just get a current that sucks them all the way up. But then very rarely it happens to one that big.
Oh, gotcha.
That freaked me out if I was on the beach and 11-foot alligator...
Something brushed past my leg, dude.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Derek, if you ever see 11-foot alligator, their weakness is to be bitten on the uvula. Put your head right in their mouth and bite their uvula as hard as you can. And I'm sure that they will stop biting you in the head.
Derek has no idea what the uvula is.
Now,
is it the hangy ball thing?
Yeah, it's the little throaty thing. Now, this...
Got it.
This one ad... It's the last one, but it's definitely... It makes you think about, like, who allowed this to happen? One armed man applauds the kindness of strangers. With one arm.
Yeah, way to rub it in, right? Yeah.
Well, luckily, he has both hands, just one comes right out of his shoulder. So, he was able to clap a little.
Yeah, that's just a poor choice of words. But, hey, thanks for sharing. You got any more?
Just some random ones. You know, everybody knows about the chicken head found in the wing box at McDonald's, right?
Yeah,
that is, there's some images here. It's pretty graphic. Just looks like a delicious chicken head nugget. And I definitely would eat it.
They should sell those in the ghetto. It's the new kid's toy. Chicken head nuggets.
The chicken heads.
You got any more?
Pig feet balls. You know, Alton attorney accidentally sues himself. Like, that's something that if you're a lawyer, you don't accidentally want to do. Like,
yeah.
I'm such a good lawyer, I sued myself and won.
And lost. Know?
And I also lost. I had to pay court cost of $6,000. So.
I had to pay for both of myself.
But I did defend and publicly accuse myself of different things. So definitely, I will not be doing those things that I accuse myself of anymore.
What do you accuse himself of?
I just got the headline here, but
I'm sure the headline's a link to the article.
Oh, I'm not
professional.
It may be. It looks like I'm linking to the picture, though.
Okay.
It's just a link to the picture.
All right.
But it did happen recently, actually.
Yeah.
Like, not...
So no outcome?
No, definitely not an outcome yet. I'm sure that it's still waiting court. It's still getting continued and stuff.
How out of control of a lawyer do you have to be to, like, end up suing yourself?
I mean...
He must have had, like, bipolar or something.
He probably had really bad business.
Can he settle?
I mean, he's the only witness, and he's afraid, and he's been intimidated not to testify. So it's a really hodgepodge in court. It's not.
That's gonna drag on for years.
Hopefully, I wish him the best.
You know? I would love to see him question himself.
Yeah, I feel like he should sue himself for malpractice after this is all over.
A lot of the other ones that I have here are based off the pictures. One of the ones I can simply describe, it is a square block of newspaper that someone is just pure black. It is a plain black square, and it says, "This is an artist's conception of the Mount Pleasant High School football field Friday after an electrical transformer blew, knocking out the stadium's lights."
It's just black?
It's just black. So, pretty smart there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't.
That could have been a picture of anything.
I'd pay so much money for that.
It's like, This is what I think Sasquatch looks like in the middle of the night. You see him in this picture? He's right there. He's right there. That's him.
Oh, gosh. Okay, anything? You got any more? This is fun. We could do this for days.
We could do this for days.
We've got about a minute. So.
I will prepare about 20 more, and we'll make it happen. You know?
You got anything else for about one more minute?
You know, just some random kind of ones. Afghan girl killed by Royal Air Force leaflet drop.
What?
Now, in my interpretation, a leaflet is like a pamphlet that just says, like, you know, something like, oh, believe in freedom. I don't know. So they dropped, like, the Royal Air Force dropped a bunch of these in Afghanistan, and it actually killed a young girl.
That was probably not the intended purpose.
I mean, if you drop paper out of a plane, I guess it could slice your body in half.
I guess.
She's really going to believe in freedom now. It's collateral.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, it is time to take a little bit of a break. We're going to be back with some more live tunes from the Mystery Ship and more talking to the guys. But right now, this is our resident house band every Wednesday at the Republic. This is the Dream Machine with I Want It.
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Is your normal bargain brand toilet paper too rough? Wood-like? Are you chafing or just plain raw?
Ask Clown.
Are you going through gold barn or cornstarch like it's going out of style?
Ask Clown.
Do you long for something more luxurious when it comes to doing your business?
Ask Clown.
Well, new from Spoofco comes the first ever gourmet lavatory tissue. Ask Clown.
Ask Clown.
Is made from the finest of baby bunny fur mixed with cashmere and mink pelts.
Ask Clown.
Each square is infused with nanocarbon fibers for ultimate strength.
Ask Cloud.
You'll be down to one square, two tops, depending on your diet.
Ask Cloud.
Ask Cloud.
Ask Cloud.
Comes in scents like strawberry fields.
Ask Cloud.
Mountain brook.
Ask Cloud.
Alpine pine.
Ask Cloud.
And old pennies.
Ask Cloud.
Every square is lathered with lotion, luxuriously for that extra smooth feel.
Ask Cloud.
If you have to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it.
Wipe your bottom like the angels do. Ask Cloud.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Woo-hoo!
psychedelic.
That was Engine Troubles by the Mystery Ship here on Radio Rubber Room. Now, that was actually two songs.
Yes, yes.
Nice. So what was the second song?
It's called These Words.
These Words.
Cool. Yeah.
So you normally play them as basically one?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, you know, bands have done it before. Yeah. Pink Floyd, the Band on the Run from Paul McCartney. Yeah. You know, it's like, so, you know, technically like two songs in one. That was kind of the idea, like a suite, like orchestras do sometimes. Yeah. Know? So.
And that's one, because I haven't actually, since I just got this copy of the current album, that's on the current album, or...
No, that's going to be on the next
That's going to be on the next one.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
guys are pretty stoked about...
Second one, is Engine Troubles on the
Yeah,
on
yeah,
the
that's probably going to be the lead-off track.
Okay.
I would think so.
So you guys are self-proclaimed psychedelic.
Self-proclaimed, possibly, yeah.
So what's your favorite psychedelic band from the 60s?
The Beatles, I guess. If you can Obviously. Consider them technically a psychedelic band, there's so much more.
No, Cop Out.
Yeah, right, exactly. 13 Floor Elevators, Jefferson Airplane.
The Move.
The Electric Prunes. It goes on for Hendrix. Days and days. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix.
The Yardbirds.
Pink Floyd. Yeah, Pink yeah, Floyd. But, you know, Cream. They're more than psychedelic, too, I think. Yeah. Cream. Yeah, you know.
The Zombies, do you consider, like, the Zombies?
I don't think you can ever discount the Beatles as a great psychedelic band.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know. I mean, the Zombies, hell yeah, Odyssey and Oracle, yeah, boy.
Definitely.
But,
awesome.
But, yeah, I mean, depending on the period of, you know, which album, you know.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah.
But anyways, back to Engine Trouble. I have this like weird thing that like I tend to wake up in the morning with like local music in my head. So Engine Trouble, the ooh, that's my impression of you, by the way.
Yeah,
that, so
whoa, Dan, that,
so catchy.
Did you do that with your mouth?
So I
thought they were playing the song again.
Actually, I was rubbing sandpaper together.
Oh,
nice.
But yeah, that's a really, really catchy tune. You want to tell me like what it's about, like what inspired?
Yeah, it's,
Sweating in the attic.
No, it's, well, it started, we were watching that, Bond movie, Dr. No, and there's a part where this girl says, I thought you took a car here, and he said, the thing wouldn't start, Engine Troubles, you know, and we were just like, hey, that's a great name for a song, and started writing it, and then, we were listening to Queens of the Stone Age a lot at the time, and I just took the idea of a car breaking down and using that more as like a, you know, you tell those people like, you know, you keep what you're doing and you're never going to go anywhere. You know, people will say that to me or, you know, to him or whatever. And it was just like, well, don't, you know, it's, I don't know. It's about people trying to tell you you'll never go anywhere just because of your attitude.
You heard it right from the band. Don't you know? I don't know.
Yeah. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Just don't.
That's a mystery, yeah.
Well, sometimes, you know, it's tough talking about what a song is because it's almost, it's metaphysical almost. Like, I can tell you kind of what I had in mind, but it's really about what you get from it or what they get from it. You know, it doesn't really matter to me what I wrote it about. You know?
I got that Sean Connery is your muse.
Right. Yeah.
I got that Sean Connery is your muse.
In so many ways. He's the coolest dude that has ever lived.
All of ours.
One of the coolest. One of the coolest.
Have you met every dude that has ever lived?
Yeah.
He has.
I'm from no specific space and time. I exist everywhere.
So Mystery Ship, what is y'all's biggest enemy?
Enemy?
What do you have to say to them?
Who's our biggest enemy?
Doesn't have to be who. It could
really
be a thing.
Enemies. But I mean,
it could
I
be
guess
like wallabies or.
Enemy, I mean, would probably just be the whole
ourselves.
You know, electronic wave. That's been
Definitely.
Oh, EDM. Not a
I
fan.
Mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm a big LCD sound system fan. I love them. I think they're epically creative, and I like the Chemical Brothers and
RJD2.
The Crystal Method. Yeah, RJD2. But you know, I have this problem with like the fact that these guys are carrying a computer on a stage and then just pressing play and standing there and like waving their arms around, because to me that's the equivalent of us taking that album we just gave you, going on stage, putting it on a CD player and just standing there with our arms crossed and just calling it a show. You know, I have a bit of a problem with that, but I don't hate them.
And
they're
you forgot the, side,
the
sideways hat.
I feel
you
like
gotta have that too.
In most bands, they just do that. They just look really cool and like not really play their instruments, but they just, you know, finger them a little. I don't know. And that's how most shows are.
Right.
I am under that impression that no one plays live music.
Yeah.
It's very apt.
It's like dinosaurs.
It's 2012.
So, so yeah, do you guys just pretend to play your instruments and play the CD?
Oh, that's exactly what we do, yeah. And we got the idea from Britney Spears and her video director.
My question is, how do you do that with the songs from the new album that hasn't come out yet?
Oh, that's already recorded. We were even talking about I might just record all my parts on tape and quit the band, and just they can use a tape recorder and just play it next to a microphone. And like, I'll quit the group and be managers. This, by
the way. You should just have all the different parts of the band recorded on different cassettes and press play on like a bunch of players.
Yeah, we'll call ourselves the Touch Tones.
I think they did that on an iPod commercial. Recently.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
I think it'd be really cool
to,
like,
dude, all the good
ideas wave of
gone.
The future.
I feel like it'd be really cool to, like, build robots and, like, teach them how to play your songs and just let them do it.
Yeah, right? It would be an interesting experiment.
Then you could go to all your shows, man.
Did you guys see the recreation of the full-size replica of Wally?
Uh-uh.
Some dude in his basement built a functioning replica of the lovable robot.
Oh, awesome.
You can probably play all of our tunes.
Marvin, the manically depressed robot from Hitchhiker's Guide, has to be our singer. Has to be.
Drumbot.
Oh, don't
tell me about life.
We are coming up on another little break here, so you want to go through where everyone can find the Mystery Ship, find the recordings? You both pointed to each other.
Well, we could. You can find us on Bandcamp, as Jerry said, or on our Facebook.
No, just search Mystery Ship
on Bandcamp.
Mystery Ship. MysteryShip.bandcamp.com. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And go ahead, continue, sir. Starting to
gotta make sure you have the in front of it.
The Mystery Ship.
Bandcamp.com.
Not just any Mystery Ship.
No, the Mystery. The one and only.
Exactly.
Wait. So that's a little. Somebody said the. Somebody said the. Let's make this clear.
That's to the discretion of whoever wants.
As long as it's spelled right.
That's a guitar argument right there.
So also the Facebook.
The
Twitter that no one knows how to use, or somebody knows how to use.
Lewis knows how to use.
I think we're gonna start sending postcards.
You can go to
send
Twitter.
Postcards.
Just to everybody around the world.
You should just mail a CD to everyone.
It's funny you mention that because we've actually been mailing out CDs to our like really close friends.
A couple people in Hawaii.
So I was about to say, like, you know, if you're really trying to get some of our music, come out to the shows, meet one of us. You know, we're definitely not the kind of band that's going to charge you $5 for a demo. You know, it's just it's just more if you're really into our music.
Unless you're a jerk.
The whole scene that's going on right now, you know, we'll definitely make sure that you're equipped.
How often do jerks be like, y'all's music sucks, let me get one of those CDs?
More often than you think.
I just want to have it so I can break it in one less person.
They make great frisbees.
We do have to take another break, play a tune, and we'll be back with one more live tune from the Mystery Ship. Right now, this is Brother Bill with Too Young. You're on Radio Rubber. We'll be right back.
Zamzam, hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys to Sawaymada, Damilat Dukhmana, Afghanan Wali Katle.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, es ist Hitler's Brownies. Es ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's Cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh! Mine's struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's Cupcakes are available. Hitler's Cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
mine cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The cupcake, das Cupcake Island. The cupcake ist mein Führer.
Hi, I'm Chris Manzelli, and I'm the frontman for the hit multi-platinum record-selling band, Midnight Venture. As a rock star, I know it can sometimes be hard trying to control myself while being ravaged by thousands of coked-up topless groupies. That's why I endorse the Chastity Condom.
Motherfucker!
The Chastity Condom, new from Spoofco. The Chastity Condom is the only 100% effective male prophylactic on the market.
Jesus Christ on a 2x4!
Completely eliminate the threat of both unwanted pregnancies and STDs.
Oh God, this really hurts!
The Chastity Condom is specially designed by lesbian scientists to prevent further procreation and male sexual stimulation.
I gotta get this thing off!
The Chastity Condom is green technology that proudly boasts construction from used and discarded rat trap scavenged from trash heaps around the world.
Okay, I think I got it. Son of a bitch!
Endorsed by the Vatican, the Chastity Condom is the only prophylactic that is an effective cure for chronic masturbation.
Oh, why did I do that?
The Chastity Condom, new from Spoofco.
I think I need an ambulance.
Although Christopher Manzelli does own several guitars, he is not an actual rock star. No actual rock stars were injured in the making of this commercial.
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency.
Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things, very much fun to see and do?
Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land, famous for most juicy, delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium.
Make for very popular American battery.
Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, don't forget burqa to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school, and most favorite local attraction, crater in middle of ground from bomb. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like stick wheel. Or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodate you very well while you stay in luxurious 5-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right?
What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango.
Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3. Afghanistan, you're going to love our mangoes.
Radio Rubber Room. Your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
That was the Mystery Ship live here on Radio Rubber Room. And what was the name of that tune, guys?
Our Friend, Our Friend.
Our Friend, Our Friend. And that is going to be on the new...
No, that's on that
That's
one.
On the old one.
Yeah.
I'm glad I have that in my possession now. I need to listen. I've seen you guys live, but I haven't had a chance to listen to the recordings yet.
Yeah, hopefully you like it.
Yeah.
I hope so.
You could hate it, you know.
But every indication that I've had from the live shows and having you guys on the show tonight tells me I will like it. So,
cool.
Oh, this is like
Dan. I believe he was asking if I was going to like it.
I'm undecided. I probably usually I usually go with how the band treats me after the show. Like,
you know, by the way, do you guys have any stickers?
Yeah.
You have them with you?
Yep. Mike's got them.
Yeah, good, good. Sean holds his car together solely with the stickers.
Yeah, she'd be doing him a favor by putting your sticker somewhere on his vehicle.
Strong adhesive on these ones, too. So.
Oh, good, good, good.
You know, I'm starting to get stickers from random people. We're going to have to throw one on his car for him. Someone threw a hello, my name is sticker right on my car.
Awesome.
I have no idea who did it.
You're so lucky.
I wish
there was no name on it?
No, it was a blank
thing. Should write a name on it.
They put it right on my gas cap. So, prime real estate gone. Hello, my name is. I hope that's a band that I'm gonna meet one day. Like, whoa, where? Hello, my name is. Awesome, dude. I've been trying to find out about y'all since that whole gas cap incident.
Apparently, there's a band called Gig Cancelled.
Uh-huh.
So, like on like kiosks or like you know whatever you call them marquees on the venues, it'll say tonight gig cancelled.
That's an awesome.
Who's the marketing wizard that came up with that one?
They wonder why like nobody listens or no one ever shows up to our shows.
I mean, if they're a punk band, then they're way ahead of the game.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Now, I'm just getting on board with this mystery ship being a vessel,
right?
For a while, I thought that was like a game that you play where you like shipped out some drug paraphernalia or something to like somebody's house, and you're like, I hope it's not a cop.
That's we used to do that, but it was such a kink in playing shows.
Yeah. Oh.
Getting arrested all the time.
Yeah. You just gotta make sure that you ship it to the right person.
Luckily, we have very good lawyers.
Good. Hopefully ones that don't sue themselves. My lawyer can't take any of my cases because he's currently in court with himself.
Who's the most... Whoa. We just lost the...
What? Oh, really? Did we lose?
We're back.
Lose? Are we back?
And we're back.
Yeah. Okay.
No one else...
For you guys that can't see Sean in there, Sean has to listen to the radio on the radio.
Yeah.
He has to plug in headphones to a radio that's plugged in.
I don't know if that was just my radio or... We really did experience a technical difficulty
there. So Sean is actually listening to the radio on the radio.
That's given pretty awesome.
Given the structure that we're in currently, I would have to guess that there was a technical difficulty.
Moving on.
Moving on. Next thing.
Where were we?
I was in the middle of a sentence,
you
I feel like.
Yourself.
You were hey, you guys got some cool shirts, man. Is that kind of like a mystery ship thing? Do you guys like... You collect cool shirts and like trade them with each other.
Yeah, it's like tape trading.
Black market.
No, I wear black this shirt t-shirts. To all the fish shows that I go to because you know everyone's always wearing some tie dye or something.
It's the antithesis. Gotta break the mold a little bit. Yeah, misfits and fish.
For the people on the radio, he's wearing a misfits t-shirt.
Yeah. For all you listeners out there in radio land.
We're going to take a picture of it in the dark later and post it on our Facebook page so you guys can see it.
Just tag yourself.
I'm digging the all things ninja shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's more than just some of the things.
Yeah, it's all
more
things.
More than one thing. It's all things. Yeah, it's a lifestyle choice.
So do you know any martial arts?
I did Tai Chi one semester, so I could probably take down... You know, just about
anywhere. Air.
Unless they...
Air.
Except someone who took it for two semesters.
Yeah,
that's true.
You might have a little trouble with them.
They got to use sticks and batons and that, so...
Huh.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of Jam Factory?
No.
I have not.
They are just delicious.
Is that by Welch's?
It is.
Is that
it's a band from the 60s. They're pretty awesome.
Oh.
They're
sweet. I'll check it out when I get home.
Psychedelic.
Righteous, brother.
Yes.
Okay, follow up with...
Why are you looking so seductively at me?
I could ask you the same question.
See what he's doing. Here, man.
I don't have a cool band to look at. I just have the side of Dan and you. That's it.
Hey, this is my good side. How does it look tonight?
It looks good. It looks great. Thanks, man. You know. I have memorized the whole profile of your head.
It's quite a profile.
I feel like maybe in the future we could like one day like put a mirror at an angle or something And then I could see, like, at least one person. I don't know who this is that keeps looking at me.
I'm sure we can.
Please do it more, because, it, like, I catch it out of the corner of my eye. It's really entertaining.
That's Lewis. He keeps peeking around the corner at you.
I'm glad that you want to
see Lewis.
Hey. Most people that come on the show, they actually think that I'm in another room. And that the guy that is actually here that's me is some kind of assistant or something. Because they've definitely been like,
oh, you're just a hologram.
I'll be, like, on the air, and they'll, like, knock on my door and be like, will you run a Sheetz? Like, sure. Thanks for asking me, nice Dan.
Will you?
You know, right after this.
Okay.
I will physically run there too. I don't have a vehicle, so.
All right, guys, we're coming up on the end of the program this evening. You want to give everybody another rundown of where you guys are going to be this coming week? You got a couple gigs on.
Yeah, tomorrow at On the Rocks.
Is there a cover for that?
No cover.
They do some pretty wicked happy hour specials too. So,
do they?
Yeah. Looking forward it's to like, that. And I do not quote me on this, but you know, if anybody's listening,
I think it's not lawful to speak about them for us.
Okay.
I'm questionable about that.
Well, you guys have a show there tomorrow, so you know, definitely go there and check out the happy hour specials. We'll get there a little bit early. Yeah, and another thing that was cool about it is they do have a screen, and they pump the music into the actual bar. So, and you guys are playing City Dogs too, right?
Right.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Playing with Schizo Sound Movement, we'll be playing first. They'll, I guess, be playing second.
Well,
no cover for that one.
No cover.
I love Philly Dogs too, so I'm probably gonna stop by the show.
Chicago Dogs.
At least have four Philly Dogs.
Carolina.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Carolina Dog.
I'm a
Cincinnati Dog fan myself.
Yeah.
I did find out recently that City Dogs is open on Christmas, which is also my birthday. So if you're thinking about staying in town, come and hang out at City Dogs.
Hmm.
And I will push this until the Christmas.
Yes. I will be there, buddy.
Awesome. All right. We are about.
If you know about any Jewish bands, also let me know.
We'll keep a lookout. We are just about out of time. We've got a great band at the Republic this coming week with the Dream Machine. Just let me double check.
Two bands. It's the Milk Stains and City Problems.
City Problems is going to be opening up. We've got the Milk Stains playing with the Dream Machine. Come hang out with us there at the Republic on Wednesday night.
Should be a killer show, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We've had a great time with the Mystery Ship here tonight. We have not yet solved the mystery, but we are getting there. All right, we got one more here. Tune for you to listen to. This is the Inflatables with Long Distance.
Hey, guys, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Sometimes I even get dirty looks from the dog. But that's nothing that would cause me to be disgruntled. Something about you sucks the air right out of my lungs. And that's air I'd rather be breathing. Where daylight ends and darkness begins, blurs together. We stay inside for fear of nasty weather. Whether or not you'll see it up to you entirely. Step outside your mind, I urge you direly. Unzip your ears and step out. If it don't bounce back, well, you'll go crazy. Stuck in Kansas City, you're not going to get any of my pity. We got a long distance hot breakfast.
We got a long distance hot breakfast. I gotta make it back to Richmond. It takes all of my life. Joey is in the back room sharpening his knife, preparing and planning on how to break my bike. The only way we had to pay him was in
college. Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck on coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they going to say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart.
What are they going to say about him? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially. Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go! You know, I got taco blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.